From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine formally calls off Easter truce with pro-Russian separatists. And Obama arrives in Asia to reassure allies. I'm Bob Doty reporting from Washington. Ukraine has formally called off the Easter truce against pro-Russian separatists in the east and says anti-terrorist operations are on again while Russia threatens to retaliate. First Deputy Prime Minister Vitaly Yarama told reporters during a cabinet meeting Wednesday that what he calls appropriate steps will be taken and that results will be seen shortly. Yarama said Ukraine had received assurances from the United States that it would not be left alone to face Russian aggression. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state television that Russia would retaliate if its legitimate interests or the Russian people were attacked. U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in Japan for a week-long tour of Asia. The visit aims to reassure allies who are nervous about U.S. defense cutbacks as China moves to expand its influence in the region. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez is traveling with the president.
Speaking to reporters last Friday, National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the president's visit is an opportunity to underscore his continued focus on the Asia-Pacific region.
Whether it ought to be viewed as a containment of China, I would say this trip has a very positive, affirmative agenda, and that's how we are looking at it.
Mr. Obama arrived in Tokyo late Wednesday, aiming to reassure Japan the U.S. pivot is on track. The U.S. leader headed to a private dinner with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who last week said he is eager to reaffirm the alliance. The Japanese leader said he wants to strengthen the Japan-U.S. alliance so it can contribute to peace and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Tokyo.
Rival Palestinian groups Hamas and Fatah have agreed to implement a new unity deal. In a joint press conference Wednesday, officials said the agreement entails the formation of a joint interim government within 5 weeks, followed by general elections in 6 months. The rival sides have announced similar agreements in the past, but have failed to implement them. A medical relief worker at an Ebola treatment center in Guinea, Jonas Hagensen of Doctors Without Borders, says many of the people receiving treatment at the center in Conakry know how they were exposed. In a VOA interview, Hagensen said medical relief workers are concerned about people who may be showing symptoms of the deadly virus but are not receiving treatment. At least 142 deaths from Ebola have been reported in Guinea and Liberia since the outbreak erupted in the region in February. The Ebola virus is spread by contact with bodily fluids. The confirmed death toll from the South Korean ferry disaster climbed to 150 Wednesday, 1 week after the passenger boat capsized off the country's southwest coast. Divers are slowly working their way through the third and fourth floors of the Sewol ferry. The boat is submerged upside down in murky waters and surrounded by a strong ocean current. Coast Guard officials said divers will soon be helped by the arrival of high-tech underwater search equipment. The World Health Organization says effective vaccines against killer diseases are averting between 2 to 3 million deaths every year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
An increasing number of people in all age groups are being immunized against preventable diseases. WHO Director of Immunization, Vaccines and Biologicals, Jean-Marie Okwobele, says polio is on the verge of eradication. He says measles in Africa has gone down dramatically, and the disease is being eliminated in the Americas and in the Pacific region, including China. He says the meningitis vaccine has been an outstanding success in saving lives in Africa. He says Angola and Congo Brazzaville are launching the introduction of rotavirus vaccines into their national health systems to coincide with World Immunization Week. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And the actress who received an Academy Award for her role in 12 Years a Slave has been named People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman in the World for 2014. The honor goes to Luputa Nyong'o. The 31-year-old Nyong'o was born in Mexico and raised in Kenya. That's the news from The Voice of America. I'm Bob Doty reporting.